Hi, my name is Amy Lovegrove. I am the company director of Nurturing Hands. I set Nurturing Hands up in August 2009 off the back of working with social services, NHS, as health visitors, and decided there was a need for low-level support for parents across Cornwall. We run baby massage courses, baby academies, lots of educational courses for parents, and we also do super nanny sessions, which is going into people's homes. We set up in August, and then we decided we wanted additional support, just guidance to where to go with the business, and we came across Outset Cornwall. And we started with Outset in November, going along to their taster sessions. We went to some at the rugby club. We did some at Newquay. We just went to lots of different ones that suited what we needed to know in terms of learning about profit and loss sheets and marketing techniques. And then we did their fast track course, which was in Redruth, which was a 2-week course. Just running up to Christmas, remember it, because it was a very busy time. And we did the 2-week course, and then off the back of that, we finished with that, and then we just had all our time was spent just delivering and developing our company. So, and that's been where we are now, really. We're a year down the line, and we're going from strength to strength. We've received government funding, which has meant that 321 families have benefited from the support that we offer, and hopefully we can increase that each year, year on year. So
obviously the idea now is to get other businesses, other women to take up this this whole scheme. What would you say to them about going on it?
On the Outset training? Yeah, absolutely. It's very good to sort of give you that support and guidance to give you that confidence to continue with it, because it's quite hard starting a business and not knowing where to go in terms of how you form the company structure, limited, not limited, all that kind of stuff. So it's really good, and it's good to meet other people in similar situations wanting to start business but not sure where to go with it. So yeah, it's kind of like holding your hand, really.
Okay, so you're setting out your stall here. You're obviously going to be showing other women what you've managed to achieve. Just tell me about your achievements and where you place those comparatively to how you imagine you might have been if you hadn't been on this.
Well, when we first started, it was just there was myself and Sarah decided we wanted to do some family support, but the course enabled us to say, well, let's focus on one small area and see how that goes, pilot that, and then develop from there. But we didn't know, I mean, within a year we've got a big office that we're now based in. We have There's four of us now. There was just two. There's four of us now. We hope to expand again. We employ a funding advisor. We employ a PR marketing company. We pay them. So we've kind of expanded in lots of different ways, which means that there's four of us, but we also ask for additional help, which, and part of Outset, I think it was just being able to say that that's what you can do sometimes. You don't have to just rely on yourselves. You can actually ask for help from other people.
Okay. Thank you very much, Amy.